Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second, the third baseman, Bill Pecota. Batting third, the first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Frank White. Batting sixth, the DH, Thad Bosley. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Curt Stillwell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Brett Saberhagen. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second, the second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third, the third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dwight Evans. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting seventh, the DH, Sam Horn. Batting eighth, the catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Jody Reed. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oilken Boyd. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Pecota takes first base on ball four. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There goes Pecota. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Pecota steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson strikes out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1-2. White strikes out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bosley strikes out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Jackson. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Jamie Quirk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Greenwell takes first base on ball four. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greenwell moves to third. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horn hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillwell hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Stillwell reaches second base with a double. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pecota hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stillwell scores. It's 1-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Boyd Pecota moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pecota scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Eisenreich is 0 for 1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Reed takes first base on ball four. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Saber Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. Reed moves to second. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive towards first. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Reed scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bosley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosley hits a pop-up towards short. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Horn is 0-for-1 in the game. Horn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Stillwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stillwell takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stillwell moves to third. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Wilson. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Pecota is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stillwell scores. Wilson moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Brett reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. It's 4-1, Royals. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Eisenreich is 0-for-2 in the game. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans juggles the ball. That's an error on Evans. Brett moves to third. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Eisenreich. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Eisenreich steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 2-2. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brett scores. Eisenreich moves to third. It's 5-1, Royals. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bosley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed fields it and throws to second for the out. Eisenreich scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, Royals. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bosley moves to third. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quirk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone takes first base on ball 4. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Reed is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reed hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cerrone moves to second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cerrone scores. Reed moves to second. It's 6-2, Royals. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Boggs is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reed moves to third. Anderson moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reed tags and scores. Anderson tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-3, Royals. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Greenwell takes first base on ball 4. Boggs moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Pecota batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pecota is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pecota hits a line drive towards short. Reed reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Horn is 0 for 2 in the game. Horn strikes out. Quirk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Horn out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cerrone hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reed hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 0 for 3 in the game. Eisenreich strikes out. Cerrone drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Eisenreich out. There goes Brett. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lamp. Brett scores. It's 7-3, Royals. Mike Smithson now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bosley is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bosley hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Boggs is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson strikes out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quirk is 0 for 3 in the game. Quirk hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Royals. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Greenwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Horn is 0 for 3 in the game. Horn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pecota is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pecota hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Eisenreich is 0 for 4 in the game. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smithson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Smithson. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bosley is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bosley hits a pop-up towards short. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cerrone hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Anderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Barrett is 0 for 4 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.